Stay safe, move surely, and look out for your fellow refugees. I, Beacon, will guide you to your new tomorrow. Speak to you again soon. That's a wrap. Okay, man. Oh, man, it's been a long day. You gonna come over to the Pandimensional Pub? Yeah, Calton and Prophet and Chuck Jones are all over there right now. I'll probably go over there and grab a drink with them and get some dinner. You gonna join us? Oh, yeah, it has been kind of a rough day. All right, man. Well, hopefully you have a good night. I'll catch you tomorrow, okay? What? Yeah, I know they want me to take the frickin' little drone and record things. Are you serious? Oh, I just want to go have a drink. Yeah, I know the High Defender suggested it, so... Alright, I'll take it with me. Thanks for the reminder. Alright, see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, guys. Oh... Man, it's been a rough week, eh?
Oh, you're telling me, man. It's been a nightmare. Barely got out of that last one alive.
Yeah? What were you up against, man?
Alright, man. So no kidding, there we were. Alright? Magic Zone. In Peralt. Alright? We had, like, this stakeout little section. And the whole... Inquisitor crew comes in, like, they'd managed to track us back to our hideout. And we're thinking, okay, these are like some guys in parade dress or whatever. Next thing we know, they're ripping open their jackets and they're cutting themselves and they're turning into, like, gargoyles and corrupts, and we just had to book it out of there, man. I can't believe... Listen, if Beacon hadn't sent out a blast that we needed help and they hadn't shown up when they did... We'd all be gone. There wouldn't be an Echo Squad right now.
It's really tough to hear, man, but you will be happy to know. I got word from the execs up in Ishpeming that I'm getting my shipment of EX-20 Bulldogs coming down, so it would have been handy, for sure.
Yeah. What are the specs on those, man?
Oh, they're a beautiful machine of... Northern Gun Design. Take a Explorer and shrink it down to much more usable status.
If it's smaller, then we could probably like carry it, but like Echo Squad really needs to be compact if we're gonna slip in and slip out.
Yeah, man, and some of those woods, those are thick, man. It's hard to get those big robot things in through them.
Well, yeah, and Kaladin, I mean, like, you're at home in the woods. The rest of us, I don't know, we're just not as good out there as you.
Hey, I mean, Sorry there, Kaladin, I don't want to keep stepping on you, but would Chuck Jones ever steer you wrong?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you guys have been pretty stand-up when you're dealing with the Legion. I mean, you offer fair prices and all that, man. I mean, I'm usually happier with a Fury Beetle or something like that, but, you know, whenever I need a good ride, yeah, Northern Gun Machine will do.
I remember the days when rodeos just had horses. Now we're riding on giant bugs and dinosaurs.
Hey, the wonderful creatures the goddess brings to this world, man, it's, you know, it just makes the world a more interesting place.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, I can guys.
Also get your robotic versions.
Beacon!
Oh, Beacon.
Beacon, man!
What's up, guys? What are we drinking tonight?
Well, I don't know about these two, but I'm having water.
Mead.
Oh, it's not the best swill I've had, you know, since coming down here, but it's passable.
Cool. Yeah, give me one of those. Sorry about the little drone, guys. Unfortunately, the Legion kind of wants to do a day in the life kind of thing, so, well, hopefully you guys are all okay with being recorded.
Well, after the range incident, I think it's probably a good idea to have something like that hanging around you.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, reality is those guys trying to do blue on green, it didn't go over so well for them, but still, looks like we're getting some of the some of that terrorist crap under control.
Yeah. Never try to sneak attack a psychic, huh?
Yeah, especially one with precognitive abilities.
Sounds like a bad idea to me.
I just want to make sure when you say recording, this doesn't reach all the way up to Northern Gun, right? Because I can't let them know about the discount I'm giving you.
Well, I have the full ability to mute things, so I don't know what you're talking about, my friend.
Maybe it just gets fixed in editing.
Well, I'm happy to hear it then. Next round's on me.
Sounds good, my friend. Yeah, it sounds like the last P-Mill special made it through just the other day, so thanks for supporting us that way.
Hey, I might not be able to do much, you know, combat-wise, but I can give the material that's needed for the real heroes.
Yeah, a lot of us need that kind of stuff, man. Yeah, without that kind of firepower, those demons and stuff, whoa, man.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, there was one leader I'd talked to during training that said something about, you know, real military experts don't talk about tactics, they talk about logistics, so having Northern Gun giving us some gear and not cutting us off like the CS once is pretty important.
Yeah, I'm just impressed you're able to get it all the way from there. I mean, that goes straight through CS territory. I'm not going to ask for any trade secrets on that because, you know, that'd be stupid of me, but, you know, it's really just impressive, man.
Hey, where there's a will, there's a way. And a dollar sign or a credit or, you know, all those things too.
I have my suspicions that they actually want competition. I think that they use a propaganda. Like, I mean, you think about it. Like, those big guns going through the village, like the officers in the CS can say, oh yes, that's fine CS hardware going to protect a fort or whatever. They're masters of that kind of stuff, man.
They have a department of propaganda for a reason.
Yeah, they're a little bit too familiar for a group that I'm used to.
Well, unfortunately, you know, well, it's kind of like Counselor Comstock himself said, unfortunately, you know, humanity is scared of the world around it, and unfortunately fear is wielded quite like a weapon, same with propaganda these days, so it's kind of that weird balance of, well, they're doing bad shit, but how many of them are actually bad?
I mean, and still, I mean, there has to be some kind of a root in it. After all, stuff came through these holes in time and space and started eating people. That'll scare anybody to death.
I wonder sometimes about the will of the gods and whether or not they're testing us, or maybe, you know, just some stuff's bad, man.
It's true.
If this is a test, we're pretty close to failing grade, it feels like, some days.
I don't know. To those, much is given, much is expected. At least that's what I'm told.
True.
That's why I'm here down in Castle Refuge. I see the that hope at the end of the tunnel aspect, and we need some.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, and actually, it's kind of funny, you know, the High Defenders push for allies and everything. Man, have you noticed all the freaking folks that have been flowing into training and actually showing up here? I mean, like, man, some of these new folks, like, have you seen those Rowlmen that have come in, the freaking forearm giants? Those guys are crazy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the crew that built us out of Peralt, they had a bed bug in there with them. vampire. And first I was a little nervous, but I mean, anybody that's pulling me out of a fire like that, they've got my vote of confidence.
A vampire pulled you out of a fire, man?
Well, yes, actually. So the Legion is actually taking on vampires now. They're called secondary, but yeah, they got the same kind of hunger as the others, man. I was a little bit worried, but I mean, you know, you got like a thornhead demon about to bite your head off, and you got somebody that looks human. You make your choices.
Yeah, I mean, when I was talking with Rodriguez, the person from Reed's Rangers, I mean, yeah, they're vampire slayers, but they're apparently using others as well, so...
Yeah, I just met the other day this dude who says that he's a necromancer, but he only does it with the consent of the deceased relatives or whatever, and... I was like, well, that seems like a bad idea, because, usually it's demons or something coming into the undead to really animate them, you know? But, he assured me he was all right, and you know, my senses did not pick up him being a truly evil person like they usually would for that kind of thing.
I'm just a little worried that we're starting to do what Tolkien did in the last days. You know, any help necessary just worries me a little.
No, I trust me, man. It's like getting over some of my conditioning has been pretty hard, but man, I trust the High Defender, man. Like, and from what I've seen, you know, some of my when I came here and met the High Defender, I did get some flashes of the future, and none of this stuff is out of line with what I saw, and literally what I saw was a future worth hoping for.
I'm a little worried about how the Cyber Knights are going to react. They're, they're pretty heavy hitters, and considering what has already happened, I don't know.
I hear you, man. I mean, that was the whole reason for them slitting during the Tolkien War, you know? Just how much you're willing to accept. But so long as we're not going into the really dark path Tolkien took, we might be all right. We just have to watch ourselves.
I just hope we have some kind of vetting process or something to let some of these in. I don't want to sound, you know, back to the roots of, you know, humanocentric, but there comes a point when sometimes you have to worry who's bedding down next to you. Now, I'm not going to turn away a refugee, but it sometimes gets scary.
But, you know, I mean, if you look at it, we've had the Sinven working with us, and we've had Psystalkers working with us as well, and some of those wild Psystalkers and some of the wild Sinven are just as scary as any vampire.
Yes, man, Psystalkers scare the crap out of me, you know, with all my magic. Oh, man, they're dangerous.
You know what's even scarier is when they end up on a team together. Try being stuck in a van with those two for 12 hours.
Oh, you had them both at the same time?
Oh, my gosh. So there was some kind of oversight, and Nibbles and Veins ended up together. Oh, gosh. I literally wanted to just put both of them to sleep for the duration of the mission. But no, we can't do that. It's not ethical. No, they hashed it out, and they hashed it out, and then they corned beef hashed it out. I never thought that we would be able to maintain our cover, but somehow the two of them just constantly bickering helped Peacemaker just get all the way around it. Good grief.
Nice. But hey, sorry there, Chuck. Did you see that we got a couple of those new Triax Glitter Boys? Do you believe that, man?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how we're getting so much Triax material over here. There's got to be some, you know, rift that opens up to their showroom, it feels like, sometimes.
Well,
where are they located?
What's that? Triax?
Yeah.
I couldn't
from
point
old
to
Europe.
I couldn't point to them on a map.
Okay, so how easy is it to cross the Atlantics like that, you know? Like, it wasn't so easy back in my day. I can only imagine how it is in the post-apocalypse.
Oh, it's worse, man. There's this big whole continent in the middle of it, and there's something awful there, man. They send over those slavers, and you know, I get the impression that the stuff they send our way is just like Girl Scouts or something, man.
Well, I mean, heck, Chuck is getting all sorts of heavy equipment down here to us from up north in the Michigan territory, so, you know, apparently we're getting stuff from other locations as well. I don't know how. I mean, did you guys see the frickin' Naruni dealer stuff that came through from a frickin' different dimension? I mean, that stuff's pretty awesome, but I don't know if I'd trust it.
I know a shyster when I see one. I'm not going anywhere near that guy.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's definitely... There's things that they're using that I wouldn't trust any, you know, red-blooded North American or anybody who's calling, you know, Rift's Earth their home. There's some shady stuff.
All I know is I was on the business... on the receiving end of some of that stuff, and it's pretty effective gear. I don't know what the price tag on, you know, what the what's hanging off the price tag on the other end, but yeah.
Well, my techie friends back in Laszlo were telling me about it, and they said, "No, trying to make a deal with the Naruti, that's just stupid."
Hmm. Well, I mean, for the most part, our standard stuff is either Northern Gun or Wilkes, so I'm completely fine with all that stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff, man.
And I'm trying to get a little bit more of that pie as every day passes, but I can't complain. Wilkes definitely knows their stuff for their laser weapons.
So, Northern Gun ever think of doing something with, you know, Technowizardry or that kind of thing?
just between... Yeah, this is a part you might want to mute their beacon, but...
Mark the tape.
I am open to it, but of course, you know, with the fact that our close neighbors in the CS, they would definitely frown upon us going for the magic side.
Yeah, actually, I heard you've got a big order of NG-303, the infantry mini railguns coming in, so we can start giving them as squad automatic weapons out. That's pretty good.
Hey, I've actually went through quite a few reorders with all this added recruits, so business has been doing good.
Speaking of which, did you see the frickin' cybernetic centaurs? Holy crap, like, I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, they're not real modest, though. I'll have to maybe complain about that a little.
When have centaurs in mythology ever been modest, Kaliton?
Yeah, that's fair, man. Yeah, I hear you.
I think I've been doing too much of inventory and restocks, because I haven't been seeing most of these things. Where are they coming in from?
Well,
some rift somewhere, man.
Well, I mean, you know, because we've had a lot of the community outreach teams. I mean, we've got people that have gone out past the Colorado Baronies. We've got apparently some folks that are embedded with the Tundra Rangers all the way up into northern Canada. So
yeah, those are good people.
Yeah, I haven't experienced them myself, but I'm hearing good things about them.
Okay, so you might want to mute this one here, Beacon, since I might have stumbled onto some really top secret kind of information, okay? This has got to remain between us.
Okay, we'll mark the tape on this one. Am I going to need to let somebody else know what's going on?
Well, some people know, but it's... I wouldn't say it too loud, alright? So, you know how they have, like, that group of warrior women out on the East Coast, the Chimerians.
Oh yeah, they're weird, man.
All right, so we ran the specs on them, and logistically, there's a lot of things that are wrong. Like, they ride cybernetically enhanced beasts. They've got their own cybernetics. They've got high-powered weapons, right?
Yeah, they're like some mix of a weird fantasy creature and really just kind of high-tech, but all savage and stuff.
Where are their factories? Where are their camps?
I just kind of figure they're coming through a rift or something, you know?
So where would the rift be?
It's a big country, man.
All right, so we were sort of out on a diplomatic mission, and we had a Cyber Knight riding along with us. I don't want to get into it, but she's one of those ones that specializes in really glitching technology. I mean, just you have to turn off your watches around her because they just won't work.
I've ran into them.
So she's hanging out with us, and again, Cyber Knights are great diplomats, and, you know, if you get into a firefight, you really want to have them at your back. So we come across this, like, group of Chimerians, and, you know, they go into their whole, this is noble lands, how, do not defile this, you are... But then all of a sudden, they just get a little too close to the Cyber Knight, and they start getting twitchy. Like, their eyes start going in odd directions. They start garbling their speech. Next thing we know, they just blank out. So we kind of like try to interact with them, and then nothing. They're just completely gone.
Well, I mean, I've seen that happen to full conversion cyborgs, and they look like they're pretty heavily cybernetic. I mean, the funny thing is, we've sent a community outreach team to their areas here recently, but a couple have actually found their way in, and they're currently in the process of joining the Legion right now.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why we were out there. We were trying to, like, gain as much information on them as we could. But then we started, like, going over the logistics. And it hit me. I took a nap and I asked the question. And when I communed, the answer I got back, I just asked the universe. I was like, "Are the Chimerians robots?" And I believe the answer I got back was yes. They're not even human.
Well, of course they're not human. But, I mean, you're talking logistics. I mean, seriously, have you ever really thought about all of the equipment that the Coalition builds and operates, how many people there actually are? I mean, I'm not a numbers guy. I mean, hell, I can barely read right now, let alone do basic math. But, seriously, how can the Coalition keep producing more and more and more and more weapons? I mean, like, there doesn't seem to be that much material in the frickin' Rift's Earth.
Sorry, I swallowed wrong. I know the Northern Gun, you know, do sometimes help out the Coalition with material, and, you know, there is that treaty that we have with them, but the things that I've heard of the Chimerian, their weaponry, it is very, very high-tech, so... They got to be something, you know, with material or factories. There's got to be some kind of backing, and it's frightening to see where that would be coming from.
I mean, is it underground?
I mean, I've heard some of the rumor. The most logical rumor I've heard is that even though they've been here for a while, that they're they've claimed a lot of the land. That's like they're this kind of vanguard before more of their people come through.
You know, I mean, they're pretty fast, so maybe there really aren't that many. They just happen to be where, you know, you are, you know? They just kind of move around a lot.
Have you ever seen one of them buried? Have you ever seen them eat? I mean...
You ever seen a demon buried?
Once or twice, actually.
Really? I was going to say, most of the ones I shot just dissipated, so...
Well, good point.
You know, I mean, there was this one dude who, you know, he kind of got off. I remember back in, back whenever I was in Laszlo, and he kind of really liked to just torment the demons. He thought it was ironic, and so he kind of half-buried one alive one time. You know, that kind of thing.
I mean, are we counting broad kill? Because they don't really dissipate the same kind of way.
That's true. But, you know, I've never met one of the Shimmerians, though, man. There are rumors about them and stuff, but, you know, no one in Laszlo could really make heads or tails of them.
Speaking of new blood, though, have you seen some of the new dragons that have been coming through here recently? I mean, I still am trying to... my freaking hair on the back of my neck goes up every time I see a dragon walking by. Freaking old habits are hard to kill, but holy crap, there's like 5 or 6 different just species of dragons living here in the castle now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get used to, even for people like me who, you know, grew up around them in Laszlo. But, I mean, they're just naturally terrifying, man.
And I've always been told that they're so super territorial, it's amazing that they're, you know, playing nice with each other.
Well, they say there's a whole town of them out in the magic zone somewhere.
Well, wasn't there like a whole... there was a whole city of them during the war, and holy crap, they're... Well, I don't do that anymore, but holy... Yeah.
Hey, there are plenty of bad ones everyone has to fight now and then, so, I mean, yeah, we can all agree that a dragon's a tough hombre to run into.
A couple of, like, the scholars I've worked with say that they imprint. That means that pretty much whoever's around whenever they're hatched or born or whatever, they sort of take on that personality. So I'm guessing that a lot of the ones that we have wandering through the halls here actually came across, like, Legion teams. Maybe we're going to get lucky. Maybe a lot of them are going to be altruistic.
And it sounds like I need to find one so I can get a protege.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a whole lot of baby right there.
Yeah, and plus they don't quite have the social interaction skills down pat. But I mean, to be born yesterday, they're doing pretty good.
Hey, and I'm all good with, you know, having that kind of protection for my wares.
I do hear that some of the young ones like to throw things at everybody.
Well, wouldn't you if you're the size of a, you know, a robot?
Could you imagine getting a tree hurled at you and they think you're playing fetch or just, you know, playing catch or something?
Yeah, I've had to patch up a few people who were trying to raise dragon hatchlings. It is a tough task that, you know, man, I, goddess bless you if you really want to try to take care of one.
Yeah, I'm mostly all talk. I'm a salesman after all.
Hey, if you could teach one of them to be a salesman for Northern Gun, that'd be something.
I hear that a lot of them are psychic, so... I guess being a mind reader kind of helps if you're going to sell something.
Make cold calls a whole lot nicer.
Yeah.
What, you know, so how, like, Ishpemig and all that kind of stuff, what is, like other DBs and magic, and how does all that stuff integrate into the corporate state up there?
I used to hear, you know, from history books and whatnot, they had a kind of a don't ask, don't tell aspect. As long as they keep their nose clean and, you know, they can't do much. I mean, it is pretty straightforward, and, you know, they want the human aspect because, unfortunately, the CS does provide a rather large portion of our sales. Down here, it's opened my eyes. I mean, I can definitely see why people want to live. I mean, they're escaping all kinds of horrors. It's not that they're trying to, you know, in some cases they didn't choose to come through this rift, you know, but they're making the best of it. So it's definitely changed my viewpoint, but unfortunately, I'm just one man.
Yeah. Have you talked to any of the Faelurin? Terrible.
Those are the blue ones. Yeah. I've tried to. They're a little difficult to communicate with on some occasions. They're starting to learn more.
They've got some kind of like hive mind thing going on. Like, we've been out in the field, and you can ask one a question, and another one will answer. It's interesting.
Yeah, it'd be kind of eerie.
Some of the people have started calling them Smurfs. I don't really understand the reference, but it is kind of funny.
Probably like a pre-rift thing. I don't know. Maybe it was before or after my time. I do know that what we've got in terms of intel on them is that they came from like a pure magic world. Like, where they came from, the mages ruled everything. But it just fell apart on them. Like, an entire dimension just collapsed.
I've also heard rumors that they can be used as batteries.
Yeah, they hold a lot of power, man. I mean, I've met some of them, and most of them don't know that much magic, but the ones who do, I mean, they could just keep casting and casting. It's something else, man.
Yeah, they tend to be, for whatever reason, they've been hunted, and that's part of the reason the High Defender made it such a big priority to protect them. So, which, I mean, they've had it rough since they got here, but I think we're starting to get some of the stuff dealt with them under control.
Well, I can tell you this, man. If you know how to pull magic out of somebody else, you know, and you have a bunch of them, that means you can cast a bigger spell. And the sad thing, though, man, if you kill somebody in the course of this, you could eat a lot more magic. It's rough, man.
Hey, Jasper. Hey, man. Hey, come on over. Grab a drink with us.
Sure thing. How's everyone doing this evening?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
All right.
Jasper, I don't know if you know the folks around. This is Chuck Jones, our friendly Northern Gun rep.
Howdy.
The guy across here from me, this is Prophet. He's one of the team leads from Echo Squad.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
And this guy next to me here is Calatin. He's one of the community outreach teams. He was doing that stuff out in Oklahoma and stuff like that.
God bless you, man.
And to you, I've heard your reports on the program. It's been enlightening.
Well, thank you. I've got one more that's coming in, I think, and it was an adventure. But I'll leave that for then, man.
Pull up a seat, brother. I guess I'll get the next round. I apologize. You see this little drone with this leadership wants to kind of do a day in the life of, so we're kind of recording everything. But if there's things you need edited out in after the fact, just let me know, and we'll make sure it gets cut out.
Beacon, I got this next round, I said. So take a seat. What you drinking there, Jasper?
Oh, I could use a nice pale ale. My last lecture went a little long.
Coming right up.
Yeah, we're just kind of talking about how things are changing around here. I mean, there's so many influx of new allies. I mean, we got these freaking cyber centaurs, and we got these Shimmerians, and all these new dragons, and it looks like the High Defenders kind of community outreach stuff is really kind of panning out.
Well, I hope it doesn't go too fast, because that would definitely get the CS notice, and well, we are kind of surrounded.
Yeah, that's one thing that's always pretty much been worrying me since I got here. But it seems like things are, at least it seems from all the intel that we're getting, that we're not on their radar just yet.
You know, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. We talk a lot about the CS, and yeah, they're threatening with all their guns and robots, but the Federation of Magic is always looming, and they can do some very disturbing things.
Oh, they can be nasty, man.
Yeah, and they can pull just the weirdest stuff right out of left field. I mean, yeah, the CS might have a couple of psychopaths around here and there, but they're not pulling literal demons out of a ley line.
And just imagine, and here's all your guys' drinks, sorry about that, but just imagine if they had some of those Fairlin, where they could power their magic as well from that.
Yeah, I have to wonder if some of them are after the Fairlin. It would make sense to me, you know, that maybe Dunskin or one of his lackeys really wants to catch a bunch of them.
Well, they probably want to make them into shifters or necromancers. They've got a standing kill order, though, on Mystic, so me and old Kaladin here, we can't exactly be too vocal when we're over there.
Oh, no. I tend to avoid that territory. There's no sense in drawing that kind of fire unless I'm needed.
And I don't usually try to leave the safety of Castle Refuge, so I'm not going to go kicking down doors.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that's the wise man.
Guys, if we could all raise our glasses here, I want to give a toast to one of our friends, or one of my friends, somebody who's become a friend, much like Kaladin, to Thielen. We still haven't heard anything back from him from his trip up north, speaking of demons and the Calgary. So I just want to put out a toast and a prayer that he is well.
Goddess bless his travels.
L'chaim.
Here.
Cool. So how was your, what you said you were, your last class went pretty rough. What was going on?
It wasn't rough. It was just long. I had a wonderful question and answer session afterward. We were covering the end of the Golden Age and the beginning of the Dark Ages, and the amount of curiosity from the newcomers to our world is honestly delightful. I just wish I had something other than death, despair, plague, and demons to tell them about.
Well, I mean, if you can find some of the old culture, it, some of that stuff's pretty good, man.
Well, I wish we still had the Library of Tolkien to draw on. My time there was heaven. But our resources at the moment are limited, but things are coming in every day, and people have been very generous in sharing, so hopefully we'll have a well-stocked library here to draw from soon.
Yeah, if we can get some more stuff coming in from Laszlo to you guys, that would be cool. The next time I head up, I'll make sure to get you some stuff on my way back down.
Be much appreciated. My educational supplies are honestly a chalkboard and a piece of chalk at this point. Getting some resources for students would be great.
Did you see that they're setting up one of those freaking techno-wizard holographic TV network things here pretty soon?
Yes, I did hear about that, and I'm really looking forward to it. If they can set up a unit out by the first well, that would make my lectures go so much better.
That's what I'm also trying to get a hold of, some lesser techno-wizard's diet, but, you know, maybe if we can boost the signal, it might help me with resupplies.
I'm wondering why we haven't used the ley lines. I mean, we have ley line walkers, and they can send messages back and forth. There's got to be a way to translate that into an actual machine to do it with.
Oh, it's, well, I mean, Kaladin, you're from new up in Laszlo. I mean, this system is tied into, apparently Laszlo has a techno wizard version of all the screens and stuff that were in the coalition cities and all that stuff, and apparently we're getting ready to start tapping into their network.
Yeah, we had those, man. You know, and there was some just normal tech stuff too, and sometimes it was just more user friendly, especially when there's a ley line storm, you couldn't get the program you wanted, you know.
Yeah, and also coming from up north, it's just so much wilderness, it's hard to, you know, get the actual technology spread that far.
So I wonder if we'll be able to get any of the Northern Gun Robodome broadcasts.
It's the one thing I miss coming down here, but there's nothing like, you know, seeing a robot-on-robot blood sport.
Wait. It's more like oil, you know.
Wait a second. Is that the one where the guys are in the giant robot armor and they're playing football?
Well, that's one of them. I'm more talking about our, you know, robo-domes where they're gladiatorial contests. Those are Those are real popular up in the Northern Gun area.
Well, it's better than people, at least.
Speaking
of
which...
Oh, they're still in there.
Well, I mean, like, that last trip we sent people up to Kingsdale when they went to participate in a murder-thon, holy crap, the team did apparently good enough that we've been getting a massive influx of juicers here recently to include Titan juicers and Mega juicers. Man, those guys... Once again, whew, I hate facing those guys, man.
I gotta tell you, one thing I love about the juicers is when they have, like, a theme, like the guy with the shades that goes, ooh, yeah!
Yeah, those guys can be interesting, though. I've heard that you don't want to be next to a mega juicer when he's about to check out.
Did you hear that they have a dragon juicer as well?
Yeah, there were some of those. We were up in Laszlo one time. Oh, man, the local dragons were pissed.
That's just overkill.
Is it true that they have to drink dragon blood?
You know, I don't know. They didn't really stick around that long because it just got a little bit too uncomfortable.
Oh, and it wasn't because they were juicers? I thought that was a little joke that you were making.
Oh, yeah, it went over my head.
Gotcha.
No, I think that they really do actually use dragon blood.
Jin, I guess if I'm talking about trying to raise one, how would you like to try to harvest one? Holy cow.
All I'm going to say is that if you're brave enough and good enough to actually get the blood, why do you need to be a juicer in the first place?
Sorry, Jasper, we've already had a few drinks in us, so of course we're rambling around. We interrupted your discussion about your class.
Oh, that's all right. This is just a friendly get-together, but it's going really well. I'm surprised at how many people show up every day. I mean, I just do them open air right now as we're waiting for the schools to get built, but you know, I'm a recent refugee myself, so... But people show up every day, and people are sending their kid.
Where are you from originally, Jasper?
Spokane.
Oh, yeah. When you said refugee, my mind went back to, like, dimensions, time.
No, I was an understudy and TA up at Tolkien University, and then, you know, well, everything happened, and I ended up here, thanks to Beacon, actually.
Well, it's a damn shame, but we're happy to have you.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of the refugee towns are finally kind of starting to get a little settled. I mean, unfortunately, we had to put so many Legion assets in it to deal with the frickin' Retribution squads rising up.
Luckily, they haven't crashed any of my lectures yet. I'm still in the tent city over there, just because that's where my students are, and it's convenient. But it would be nice to have a proper theater to do those in.
Well, I mean, Counselor Comstock himself kind of demands the big ones. I mean, he's definitely one of the most intelligent people I've ever met.
Yes, he is, and I am delighted to be able to work within what he's starting. The just openness for what information can be taught is wonderful without having to deal with the political side or any of that, just so long as you can back up what you're teaching. It's been wonderful.
There's a strange amount of freedom in chaos.
That's true. We have had some problems with some local thugs down there, but the local constabularies have been wonderful in keeping that to a minimum. It's a lot of scared people, you know, in a tight space, and they've just lost everything. So everyone's been really understanding, and it's coming together really.
Actually, one of the things we were just talking about, you know, apparently we're definitely expanding the Legion ranks to include folks like ethical necromancers and vampires that are, you know, trying to see the light, you know, of a different way. What do you think about that stuff, man?
Honestly, I'm on the fence about some of it only because of the absolute prohibitions that I came from. Until, of course, the war ramped up, and then apparently all the rules went out the window. But as long as they don't hurt anybody, I don't really see a problem with it, though I am kind of wondering how the vampires are going to, well, feed.
I'm guessing that they're probably going to need to make some very intimate friends somewhere along the way. And,
you know, there's this dude down there at the camps who was talking to me about that, and he said they had this deal set up so you get an extra ration if you offer to donate some blood for a vampire. It was weird, but I guess that's about as best as we can do.
I don't know, though. I'd be worried if they had a little bit of my blood, they might burst into flames.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be something.
I'd also add to that aspect, I mean, it's something similar with the Psystalkers, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they have to feed, and it's usually off of a willing subject if they can, but isn't theirs more just of a... I'm not up to date on this magical stuff, but isn't there more of their essence than actual lifeblood? Seems dangerous.
Yeah, like they're eating a little bit of your mind or your soul.
Well, I mean, actually, in the field, before I had my change of circumstance, we had Psystalkers on the team, and on occasion I would have to donate. And it's not pleasant, but they, at least the civilized ones, could control themselves.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Well, my fear when it comes to the vampires, the necromancers I get, but with the vampires, my fear is, are we making the same deal with the devil that the Tolkien leadership did?
That's kind of been one of my fears as well.
I asked that same thing before you joined us, Jasper. It seems like that's the same path we're following. Mm. I mean, when do we call enough enough? I mean, we don't want to follow that same decision, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm still going to trust the High Defender. There were some discussions going on in the background when I was in recording one of the last things when Lord Coke was on, and I mean, even he kind of supported the idea. It kind of caught me by surprise, but
Lord Coke supported it?
I only heard kind of the stuff in passing. They didn't go into too much specifics, but that's the impression that I got.
Hmm. Might be some information involved there. Lord Coke's a strategist, so he probably wants to find out as much as he can if he needs to.
He definitely strikes me as a numbers guy, and we simply just don't have him, so we do need allies, and being on, you know, the devil's doorstep, as it were, we can't really turn down allies if they are mean and truthful.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And in fact, Calton later, you know, the team that they're putting together to go down into Mexico, I mean, if your team's available, I'd like to talk to you and see if you're interested.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe. I know that we've had some come in from that region, you know. There are some, like, were jaguars that had recently moved in, a whole family of them. And I think that they had some stuff to say, so I'm wondering if some of them would be willing to maybe help us out in figuring out what's going on in Mexico, man. I mean, it's just, wow, you know, goddess knows what's down there, man.
Hold on, did you say were jaguars?
Yeah! It was funny, the whole family did it at once. But they can turn into big cats, man. You know, a real sneaky sort, and also real dangerous. But, you know, cats, they were soft and cuddly.
So they were people that turned into jaguars, not like the mutant kill cat that you ran into.
No, she was cool too, but, they go back and forth, man. You know, they're magical or something. I'm pretty sure they're magical.
Yeah, I thought you were talking like one of the, you know, mutant animals like the CS has, but this sounds fantastic. Makes me want to leave, but also makes me really not want to.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there were some other werefolk I was hearing word about, but those are the ones I met, you know, and they're interesting people. I mean, we got DBs here that have swords for hands, so that's, you know, turning into a cat, that can't be too weird, right?
just haven't seen it, but to each their own.
Hey, Jasper. Sorry, it's just something I thought of with all this discussion. Have you seen the new redo of all the major regulations that oversees the Tomorrow Legion?
I've only seen it in passing. I've scanned some of it, but just been so busy that I haven't been able to dig into it in detail. Is there something in particular?
Oh, I mean, it looks like it's a complete overhaul, almost as if they were doing everything from the ground up.
They pretty much rewrote the book for us.
Well, with all the influx of new talent and all the new forces and the way they're going to need to be distributed, it only makes sense.
Yeah, it's a lot of new people, you know? That happens, you know. Well, it's like this old guy used to tell me that all administration is reactive. So, you know, you have a bunch of changes, and, well, what you're doing isn't quite working, so you have to change.
Yeah, and you know how people are with new change. I mean, people, law of primacy, right? They prefer what they knew before, but when things change, it takes a little while for it to catch on.
Yeah, but change is exciting, man.
Only, well, the salesman side, change is exciting if it's profitable.
I was going to say if it's structural.
That's another thing I worry about, this influx, like somebody said earlier. What happens when we get too big? I mean, we'll start gathering the notice, the CS, and also the Federation. We're not exactly in a most hospitable area.
Well, yeah, I get right, man, but the Federation and the CS has to deal with all the bugs up north, man. Those things are really dangerous, and I think that's probably where all their forces are, you know, where they aren't licking their wounds from Tolkien.
I'll tell you this much. I think the charter is changing so that it can be more flexible to accept new ideas. I mean, to be honest, the Tomorrow Legion was extremely altruistic in its initial approach, but I think moving forward, we're starting to see that we have to accept some diversity of moral structure, if that makes you feel any better.
Well, I definitely know that that's why it's been a little bit harder to get some of the bigger material, because we've sent a lot of the aspects, you know, a lot of the big robots to the Minnesota area because of all these hives.
Yeah, I mean, I never really went toe-to-toe with any of the Tickets, but I knew some guys that did, man, and they're no joke.
So, you know, I sometimes some folks talk about in your transmission their funny voices, and some of them think it could be the Zeta-6. You think that might be it?
Sorry, what?
They have funny voices, man. There's some sort of, you know, garbled, angry voice, kind of maybe demonic, but you know, it could be a Zeta-6, because I've heard some people say they hear weird voices when they get close to their country.
Are you sure you haven't been drinking a little bit more than you thought?
No, knock the mead.
No, I think he's right. I think they have like some kind of psychic hive mind, but they don't have a sentient mind. Like, they're not one. They're like all of a hive. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a little. What do you mean voices in the transmission?
I thought you were doing it. Yeah, I thought you were doing it as part of, or maybe it was being done as a. Either a hijack of the signal from somewhere else, just a stray signal, or even potentially as a security censorship or something. You haven't heard them?
I thought it was Bleedar. Like, there was, like, another... You know, like how sometimes we'll pick up Dwayne from, like, 10 years back.
Dude, that was weird.
That was great.
I almost hate it. I feel like we might have set that poor guy up.
You know, the funny thing is, after that whole incident with the the ley line. Like, I found out the radio deck that we're using actually belonged to that guy in Kingsdale.
Well, I mean, do we know whatever happened to him after the whole thing went down?
Well, I mean, he got a little bit of a head start. I mean, he got a warning, but he sounded like a go-getter. Last I remember, he was ranting about trying to warn the king, warn the leadership. But hopefully he made it out, man. He seemed like a cool guy. Maybe we'll run into him later.
Well, I did hear, apparently, there was an old guy that the radio deck that I'm using, apparently somebody brought it here to Castle Refuge when the castle was first being constructed, showed him how to set it up and all that kind of stuff, and then he just kind of faded out.
That's not spooky at all.
Well, not physically faded out, like he just kind of left, you know, like he hung around for a little while, but then he just kind of left.
Well, I can't put anything by nowadays.
Ghost radio.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to some of the transmissions, man. The fact that there's something in the line, I'm gonna have to see what the heck that is.
Yeah, it's quite a popular thing to theorize about down in the camps. we all assumed you were part of it.
No, I mean, things have been acting weird since we've got basically this techno-wizardry encryption device after the frickin' lieutenant was hacking into our feeds, so we went techno-wizard on the actual security, and it's been kind of acting wonky ever since.
Now, techno-wizards actually use PPE, right? They use, like, psychic energy.
Yeah, they do.
Actually, that's the one thing I have never truly understand. I mean, as a psychic myself, so people say that it's from back before the rifts, the talking about potential psychic energy. Why does that measure magic, but then internal strength is what a psychic measures?
I can field that one if you like. I happen to have read the treatise on that from Laszlo himself.
Okay.
Well, as the story goes, Laszlo was originally founded by the author of that book, Laszlo, Victor Laszlo, hence the name of the city. Victor Laszlo was an early researcher into the paranormal. This is long before even the Golden Age. Okay, so there weren't any psychics, there weren't any magic users, not like today, right? People believed there were traditions, but nobody was throwing fireballs, right? Well, but they thought that ambient energy, his theory, the ambient energy that became coalesced in a psychic with inner strength, was this potential for psychic energy, and that most of the magical stuff that people talked about was psychic, in that, you know, they were doing seances and that kind of stuff. And so they thought that they were channeling that energy to turn it into something psychic, hence the inner strength of a psychic, which comes entirely from within your own body. If you're not doing that, if you're doing magic, you're taking the raw energy itself and manipulating it. And that's potential psychic energy. And it's because of his early researches into the paranormal, it just kind of stuck. A more modern term might be magic and psionics, because every living being has this energy in them, and psionics convert that into something that's strictly within themselves, whereas mages channel it through their bodies from the environment.
Like, some of the people over at Laszlo like to talk about it as mana. They said it came out of the Bible or something. It was weird, but they said it was just a simpler way to think about it.
Do you know what the word mana means?
It's like food from gods or something like that.
No, not really. It actually means, what is it? The old tribes, when they were led out into the desert, the Lord fed them through a type of seed that came from the sky, and they'd find it on the ground, they'd collect it up in their colanders. They had no idea what it was. It was just there. So they kept asking, what is it? And it stuck. So since that happened, everybody just associates mana, which literally means what is it, with magic.
You know, I think that's all right.
I'm just going to stick with Eclipse. I can recharge those.
That's fair. Well,
heck, Betty, I had to freaking hand reload her rounds, so...
I'll just stick to chalk.
You know, there's got to be a connection, because... You know, Kaladin, can you do this too? Can you, like, sort of, like, shift your energies around? Because I can, and, like, all the other mystics I know can do it too.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Why can't the psychics and the ley line walkers do that? Why are we able to do it, but they can't?
I don't know very many people outside of mystics who use both. I mean, I've met a few, but, you know, they weren't really advanced in what they were doing. They just like to dabble a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So, this is just some of the stuff I've heard here kind of recently around the campfire, but there's been some kind of discussion about how you guys do magic and that, like, it seems like you could only do things one way, but really you're just adding a bunch of different, like, you're, it's almost like at one point you had a single recipe, but now you've got a lot of different variations for your recipe.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, that it's a little bit of a fingertip feel for me, you know, like, I have to put my faith in, I have to believe in my God, and really I'm asking for this, but sometimes it's almost like, it's like a sixth sense, like, do you believe in the spiritual world, like, somewhere beyond the realm of magic, like, I don't know, like, Kaladin, take over for me, man. I think you might have a better sounding version for this.
Well, I mean, for me, man, like, it's just a connection with my goddess, and I just sort of tap into that, and whenever I'm feeling down or worn out, I pray to her, and I get more energy and stuff. You know, it's really kind of hard to explain, but yeah, she just kind of provides me with power, especially when I rest.
Yeah, and I've got a completely different belief structure, but somehow they work for both of us.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the time it's really just... as long as we're doing the right thing in the world, then, you know, whatever the real mystery is, it's providing us what we need to do right and good.
So, are either of you capable of, like, summoning, like, elementals and all that kind of stuff?
I'm not.
Nah, I haven't dabbled in that. I try to focus on healing, you know, and just helping people, but turns out sometimes you gotta get violent with the magic, and I don't like to, but I can.
Part of the reason why I'm in the whole information gathering bit is because, like, I gain information through dreams, you know? I sleep and I go to this special place and find answers there.
Yeah, I should probably do that more often. But I haven't done that in a while. I've just been so busy with trying to just help with the Tomorrow Legion stuff and healing the sick and wounded.
Well, I mean, specifically with what you do, it's kind of what you need it for, man. And for what I do, it's what I'm needed for. Like, all the sets have different purposes. I mean, they don't really need a guy that can come up with magical answers in a field hospital, now do they?
Probably not, but now and then, who knows?
I guess it might help.
I'm just amazed by you guys' faith. I mean, it's something impressive. I, myself, would just rather have my NGP7 with me, and that's my faith that I'm going to put into it. But, of course, I can't tap into that magical side.
Praise God and pass the ammunition.
Eclipse, like I said earlier. Don't know what this PPE and that internal strength stuff is.
So, actually, Chuck, I gotta ask, were you the one that headlined and reprogramming all of our robot armor and powered armor that now we can freaking do volley fire and all that kind of stuff on the missile launchers?
It was a firmware update. We were able to, you know, finally figure out some, you know, trajectory and stuff. Listen, I have a rudimentary... I'm a salesman. All the stuff that needs to be done by the engineers, they're the real miracle workers. I just put a pretty bow on it and send it out the door.
Yeah, all I know is the freaking Gunwolf thing. That the first time I heard that thing howl, and it is crazy, it is scary, and it is just awesome. So definitely 5 stars on that product.
Hey, the first time I heard it, it gave me equal amounts of chills, and I'm not ashamed to admit arousal as well.
I was just terrified.
My pants a little.
I'm with him.
I have to tell you, man, war has come a long way since I was pulled out.
So, where exactly? Like, I left Prophet. When are you exactly from?
1935, actually. Yeah.
Okay, that really doesn't mean anything to me. Was it when America was like great and like, you know, controlling pretty much everything in the world?
So, believe it or not, I was there was a time when everything was sort of, I guess you could say, normal and stable, but not quite. And the Earth fell into a world war and didn't quite recover before it fell into a second world war. And that was just kicking off when I was pulled through.
Okay, so that, I mean, so Jasper's been giving me a lot of info for the show about talking about this ancient war in the past, and you got these new techno-wizard fighters that have, like, props and stuff on them. I mean, seriously, I mean, like, how could anything be worse than what we're experiencing now?
So technology is sort of advancing to help people heal and sort of move things forward in a good way. And it seems like the same thing was happening when I was in Manhattan.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, so was this like where Chromian Guardsmen and, you know, Nima, and I've heard of the Golden Age. This is around then, right?
Just before it. Well, maybe a couple hundred years, actually. We were just getting into that kind of thing. Now, I knew some guys that... they were like major eggheads, that they were building some really fancy suits at the time, but they weren't into like standard production. We had like you know, there was a society of people that wanted to make things a little bit more just in the world, and we were kind of on the fringe of law enforcement, I guess you could say.
But you said there wasn't magic and everything, so was there, you know, demons incursion? And I guess this 1935, I know it's 109, so...
So, there was a little bit of a problem with this group that's kind of like the Coalition, but not quite. They were doing whatever they could to find anything. They were looking for, like... magical runes, and they were looking for the Spear of Destiny, and they kept trying to communicate with aliens, and oh my gosh, I hated those guys.
Hey, I think I saw a movie with one of those, yeah, like, because there's some pre-Rist movies, and apparently there was a famous one, and it was like Ohio Jones or something, and he went and got a bunch of stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The pulps were big. We had the serials they'd run before all the movies. I think that what would happen is we'd have like the reel, and you'd have like Tom and Jerry, and then you'd have a couple of the like your space fighters or your vigilantes. And then you'd go into your You go into the newsreel, then you go see the film. Yeah, man, movies were great. Personally, I prefer Broadway, though, but don't go spreading that around. It's not around anymore.
Yeah, all I know is my grandpa used to tell me that we were long descendants from this guy called Sergeant York that fought in some great war back in the day.
Wait, you know the Sarge?
I don't know him, no.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect! Oh my gosh, Sarge was great! He was one of the first psychics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I saw him pick up a tank and toss it one time. It was beautiful.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it wasn't definitely a Northern Gun tank, that's for sure.
Definitely not. These, didn't have arms and, you know, they blew stuff up. I'm not gonna lie, Chuck. The first time I saw your products, I freaked out a little bit.
We have that effect.
Actually, Chuck, I was gonna say, have you seen the, like, Golden Age, was it Golden Age armories or whatever it is? It looks like they're actually digging up, they say they're digging up old, like, American Empire stuff and selling it.
Yeah, don't remind me. I've had a couple not-so-nice memos sent my way.
What, because they want you to stop them?
It's all about bottom line sometimes. That's the downside of a salesman.
Yeah, true. Well, guys, it's been a long day, and I think I've probably had one too many brews. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, if you guys... But, Chuck, thanks for the rounds, man.
Hey, even though it's been a rough couple of months, business is picking up, so least I could do.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Cheers.
Salud.
Hey, so Calton, if you want to come meet up with me tomorrow so we can talk the mission stuff, and, well, Prophet and Jasper, thanks for dropping by, guys. I'm going to go hit my rack.
Bye, man.
Have a good evening, and it's always a pleasure.
Yep. You guys, sleep well. I'm gonna see what the rest of the squad's up to.
I'm going to have some stew and then go prepare my next lecture.
Actually, I'd like to hang out with you for a minute, Jasper. Maybe catch up on some history. Compare notes, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'd love to. It's rare we get a first-person perspective of any of this stuff.
Well, you know, feel free to pick my brain on what I remember.
I will, and so the next round's on me.
All right, boys, have a good night.